Hi, I'm your host, Brittany Mitchell. If you'd like to hear my story, go back to episode one. The last couple weeks, we had been talking about my furry babies, and as I was recording those episodes, I thought about the time my furry babies cornered the skunk at our air intake. Let's just say that was awful. Let's jump right into what happened and how we handled it. Tony and I had walked into the house. We had just been at my grandmother's most of the evening. As we stepped in, we could smell a tiny bit of skunk, but nothing terrible. All of a sudden, our furry babies went running and barking around the back of the house. Little did we know what they were after, but we found out in about 30 seconds. Our house started to reek of skunk. As we dug for matches and essential oils, the smell got stronger. I was digging for those matches, and I sent my husband off to find the essential oils to load them into the diffuser. Well, that didn't seem to help much then. By the time we had found everything and got everything done the way we needed it to, our doggies were back at the front porch, wagging their tails and letting us know that they were hungry and wanted something to eat. So I decided I would go feed them and see how bad they had gotten hidden. When I stepped outside the door, I didn't smell any skunk at all. It had just gotten the house, which I guess was a good thing. As I walked back in to the house, my husband was examining the clothes that had been in the dryer. We had hadn't gotten around to taking them out. He looked at me and said, "I have no idea what we're going to do to get the smell out of these clothes." I said, "Well, they're clean. Why not just try adding some purification to our wool dryer balls? And if that doesn't seem to work, then we can rewash them completely." He proceeded to grab the purification bottle, but instead he picked up a different essential oil that had the same colored label on it that started with a P. And thank goodness he did. So I went to pull out the clothes later that evening to see if the smell was gone. The house smelled like matches, purification, and an overpowering smell of skunk still. What we had done had not helped much with the house. I smelled of the clothes and the smell of another oil I couldn't quite put my finger on, but no skunk smell existed, so I checked the bottle he had put down on the dryer, and it was patchouli. I turned to him and said, "I thought you put purification in the dryer," and he proceeded to tell me he did. I proceeded to ask what he'd done with the bottle. Of course, it was in my hand. Was the one that he had used. I told him it was a good thing he did use it instead because it had worked. After that, we added patchouli to all the diffusers going, and it smelled much better by morning. If it hadn't have been for that mistake, it would have been weeks before we got rid of that smell. It actually took only a couple days as we doused everything in patchouli until the smell was completely gone. Now, every time we get even a slight skunk smell, patchouli goes into the diffuser and we don't even worry with the matches. It works so well. The funny thing about the whole event is I hate the smell of patchouli before, but it seems to have grown on me because I hate skunk smell even worse. When you're ready to grab some essential oils of your own, head on over to brittanymitchell.com/bridge to learn more about the amazing brand of essential oils I use. Check back every Thursday for a new episode or click the subscribe button to get notifications.